Evening. I appreciate the Lord and the good service we've had this morning. If you got a copy of a Bible with you, turn over to the book of Jeremiah tonight. If you got a Scofield, you can find it around page 772. I'd like to say by way of announcement this evening that we're going to be having a prison revival, and you're welcome to go. The church is going to furnish some rooms, and we'll be sure you're taken good care of. I'm going to give you some dates if you'd like to go with me. Be March 29, 30, and 31. And we'll leave on the 29th Monday evening here probably about 1 o'clock. Get settled in at Montgomery, and we'll go out in the prisons Tuesday and Wednesday morning. And then you can be back here for service Wednesday night. But if you'd like to go for that, we have room for ladies and men. We're going to be in some ladies' prisons, and so you'll be able to go. And at that time, we go in cell to cell, and we witness and give out tracts and try to be a friend to those that don't have many friends. And I guarantee you, it'll change your life and help you. And so you pray about that if you'd like to go. You don't have to be a preacher to do that. And, you know, Jesus said, turn your light on. So somebody asked me one time, she said, don't you... isn't that disgusting going into them places? I said, no, ma'am, the only reason I ain't there because I didn't get caught. Somebody say amen right there. And so I can relate to them boys. And I've not always been a Christian, but I am trying to be one tonight. And by the grace of God, He's forgiven me in my past. I'm glad of that. And so I thank the Lord for it. And I've done some things I'm not proud of. And I'm sure some of you have. But don't be careful not to throw rocks at folks that are misfortunate than us. And like what Brother Jerry said, they're going to get out one day, and we're going to need some good neighbors. Amen. And so I believe in going and turning the light on and preaching, telling the old story. And the folks, I'm going to tell you, they go to meeting. I preach at a prison, about 70% black. And probably 200 men, they stand around the room. Brother Dave, you're talking about excitement. I come in, they say, we've been waiting on you, what they said. And, man, they go to church. I mean, they love it. Man told me, Brother Gerald, he said, preacher, he said, I know everybody says this, but he said, I'm serving a life sentence for something I didn't do. But he said, you know what? The Lord sure has used me in this institution. And he said, I just praise God that I can be a light. Ain't that amazing? And we want to whine on our little old troubles and our little old pity parties. And I just thank the Lord that He's been good to us. Amen. Well, if you got a Bible tonight, stand with us. The book of Jeremiah, chapter number 2. Aren't you glad failure's not final? To some Baptist it is, but to Jesus it's not. Jeremiah, chapter 2. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me. Aren't you glad that the Lord gave you exactly what you needed? Amen. Most of us didn't go to it, but it came to us. And I thank the Lord that that's the way that things work. Somebody brought the Lord your way, and I'm thankful of that tonight. He said, the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord. He said, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, and the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to preach out of the book of Jeremiah this evening, and I want to preach out of this passage from this crying preacher. Now, you'll notice that Jesus said, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee. Isn't it amazing that God remembers us, but a lot of times we forget about Him? And there's three main points or three main topics tonight I want to deal with in Jeremiah chapter 2. First of all, I want to deal with the message that He preached. Secondly, I want to deal with the mercies He proclaimed. Then I want to close with the highlight of the message on the man He promoted. And so tonight, I want us to see, first of all, the message he preached. Verse 3, he preached about separation. The Lord came to Jeremiah, one of the old weeping prophets, and he said, I want you to go and cry in the ears of my people. And he said, I want you to remind them about separation. In verse 3, the Bible said, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. And all that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Now I think that we could probably say as a whole, America was holiness unto the Lord. But we live in a different culture and a different lifestyle in America this evening. But it does not change the precepts and the pages of what this book says. The Bible teaches God's people to be separate. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 17, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse number 17, he says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate. That means to divide or sever, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I'll be as a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord, capital Almighty. Now tonight he preached a message of separation. I believe certainly that a Christian in the world, we ought to be there in insulation, but not isolation. You're not going to win nobody to Jesus in a corn crib with the blinders on and saying, I'm too good to go where some people go. Now I'm talking about not hanging out in pool rooms tonight. I wouldn't want to hang around a juke joint. I'm scared of what my flesh would allow me to do. You ever notice them places, they have low-lit features, not a light going on in them. Have you noticed this? Maybe in your barn or places you cut a light on, that critters go to running. Well, that's exactly why them lights are low. It's a lot of critters in them places tonight. And honey, I'm going to tell you, it's no place for a child of God to be. But certainly, he says, be ye separate. Come out from among them. Now, folks, it doesn't bother me tonight that the world's acting the way it acts, because that's the only way they know how to act. But it does concern me tonight, being a Baptist pastor, of how some Baptist churches has invited the world now into their services and has become more worldly than it has spiritually. My goodness, a child of God, we have no business being in the wrong places. Young people, if you get in a carload of young kids or teenagers and they begin to drink, if you get around that wrong crowd, before long, you're going to be drinking. And before long, you're going to be in the ditch turned upside down with the rest of that crowd. Now listen, young people. Hey, fear God and keep His commandments. Stick close to the church house and handpick who you're running with tonight. I'm going to tell you, it's no use in you hunting trouble, because trouble will come hunting you soon enough. And so be ye separate, saith the Lord. He says in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9. He says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called ye out of darkness into His marvelous light. I tell you, one of the best signs to know if you're saved tonight, if you don't like that old lifestyle you used to be living. Some of you got saved when you was young, and thank God you ain't got the scars on you some of us have got tonight. But I tell you, a good indication if you're saved, if you don't like sin. The flesh will always like sin for a season, but honey, when you do it, the Holy Ghost lives in you. He's going to convict you of that lifestyle, and you can't go wrong long if you're a child of God, and I believe it with all my heart. The message he preached on separation. I hear a lot of people saying, now listen, brother, you can't build a church preaching that way. Yes, you can. Because that is the church way. If we don't have holiness about it, listen, if we don't have character about it, in our business deals, we ought to not have to sign a contract. Our word ought to be our word. If I tell you it's raining, honey, you ought to get your galoshers and umbrella for the glory of God and said, I ain't got to look out the window. I know it's a raining. And just because a lot of folk act crazy don't mean we have to. Let your word be your word and your yay, yay. Whatever happened to a handshake principle is I'm going to keep my word. I'm still preaching. You ain't liking it, but I'm still a preaching. In business deals, when nobody's looking, honey, the main one is a looking. He knows what we're doing. And so we ought to separate ourselves from the world. I want to say this in our dress, young people. You don't need all this stuff in your head and your ears. That's nothing but open rebellion, showing the world I'll go my way and do it my way. I was preaching on belly button rings one night. Offended a family and they left. Well, I don't want to run nobody out, but I can tell you one thing. Jesus said, be ye separate and come out from among them. I don't believe Jesus would have had an earring. It shows rebellion. That's all it's doing. I'm a rebel. I'm rebelling. And so we ought to keep ourselves looking Christian-like. Men, summertime, we in battle. We ought not be running around with our shirts off. I'm not going to be a legalistic preacher and say you can't wear your little Bermuda shorts tonight. I'm not going to be that goofy and tell you you're lost if you do. That's legalism. But listen, we got standards to keep up. We ought to look like a Christian tonight. I got a swimming pool at my house. Hey, whoever's in the sound booth, don't put this on the internet. All them boys are cutting me off from preaching. That's how legal they are. I got a swimming pool, but you know what? If I got family to come over, I'm going to be in a T-shirt. Somebody say amen right there. Care if you like it or not. That's my house. I'll do it in my backyard as long as God lets me by with it and you keep your mouth shut. Well, you can't be a preacher and have a swimming pool. You're looking at one. You're looking at a preacher who knows how to play golf. I can be saved on the golf. I can be saved in the deer stand. You can have fun being a Christian. Just be a Christian wherever you are. You ain't got to wear your dresses to the ground and bob your hair off above your ears and look so squeaky clean, have wickedness in your heart. It ain't what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. But we'll get the inside right. It'll show up on the outside. Ladies, you come to the house of God. You know, you can look at our older ladies to know how to dress. A lot of folks don't have it to dress now. I've got no issues with it. You know what I really wished? I thought about this today after I turned the barn studying. I wished I could preach, and I know you wouldn't mind. Some of you are probably a little embarrassed if I did. I wish I could preach in a pair of good Pointer brand overhauls. And a starched down white shirt and blue collar shirt and just some nice shoes on. I really wish I could just preach like that and somebody not look at me like I'm strange. I've gained so much weight I ain't got a shirt fit me tonight. Don't tell me God ain't good. Son, you sitting around your bench crying over load too. You ought to say God's good. Amen. That low-fat stuff don't work at my house. My dogs won't eat that stuff. Amen. I hang out around the Southern lady too much. Somebody say amen right there. Them lard biscuits, some of that real syrup and butter, hallelujah. That stuff will help you in the mornings, friend. But separation, we can be a Christian. Wherever we go. And listen, you ain't got to put a sign around your neck, say I'm a Christian and better than you. It won't take long. Somebody know that you're living for Jesus if you ain't doing what the crowds are doing. Well, I'm losing you. I'll move to number two. The message he preached is separation. Number two is service. He talked about service now, back to the text in verse number five. It's just a blessing to serve the Lord. Brother David said something in prayer room tonight. By the way, you men, you ought to make it to prayer room. A quarter for service starts at night. We in the prayer. You ought to be there. It's wonderful down there. And so we're talking about service. Brother David said, you know what? I'm excited about our church. So am I. And I want to stay excited. I want to see you stay excited. And that's why I ain't going to preach over an hour and a half tonight. Because I know you can't take a 2-hour sermon. Service. He preached about service in verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they're gone far from me, and have walked after their vanity, and are become vain? Service. I want to say something tonight. Turn with us now to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3. Verse number 1. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband. Nothing's changed there. Now don't drop me yet. Don't say amen right there, ladies. It'll be all right. You gonna say it. Don't wait for him. He's got a big ego. He's gonna say amen. Go on, you to say amen right there tonight. That's weak. Y'all gonna say amen right there tonight. Well, I can't pull one out of you, can I? Likewise, you wives, be in subjection. Watch this. To your own husband. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation, that word's behavior, of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of hair, wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, not elaborate. Outer beauty will attract his eye, but honey, inner beauty will keep his heart tonight. Well, did y'all wake up or what? But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is inside of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God, well, that right there had preached one morning, wasn't it? Adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, or to reside with them, according to knowledge or comprehension, giving honor. That word is precious. Unto the wife. Hey, some of you boys, you it ain't dawned on you what God's give you yet. You'd be more thankful. He says, give honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel. I hate ladies have been brought down to our level. The women's lib movement, they brought them down to men's level. Now they in fighter jets. In foxholes. Doing things I don't believe God never intended a woman to be doing. Some's even tried preaching. That's an oxymoron. Look what it says. Finally, honor to wife as unto the weaker vessel. Hey, boy, she ain't made to skin your deer. I'm still preaching tonight. The weaker vessel. And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I'm going to tell you, if you're not right tonight in the husband-wife relationship,
your prayers are hindered. And you better know, buddy, I'm going to patch things up when stuff ain't right at my house. Because you know when things ain't right. My wife come in, had a bad day the other day, fooling with goofy people all day. Come in, and she is a little snappy, I know right off. She didn't feel like fooling with me that night. So I just eased on back around. Amen. We have bad days. Some of y'all sitting there like, I wouldn't do that in my house. That's why your house is messed up. That your prayers be not. I can't preach if my house is out of sort. I can't pray if my house is out of sort. Listen, Mom and Dad, your baby gets sick. You're going to need to pray for your own young'uns. The preacher and the elders may not be able to get to your babies. You got to get right with God and serve Him in sincerity and treat one another right that your prayers get through tonight. Treat each other right. Heirs together the grace of life. That your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful and be courteous. Not rendering evil, talking about service now, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain from his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Now, tonight I believe he preached on service. We ought to be excited to do something for Jesus. We are not to look down at anybody. You always remember this, friend. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what they look like when they come in this church. It is our responsibility to love them and present the gospel. Joining this fellowship is a dog of another color. You don't bring the world in to join the church. You preach to the world. They get saved, then they can join the church. Some of y'all act like you ain't never been around no preaching. Service. We got to love sinners. You hear me tonight? Thank God you'll give your pew up for families that ain't never been around the gospel. You can say you got all the room you want on Sunday night. You can ride a John Deere tractor around in here on Sunday night. But I appreciate you that you want to serve the Lord and say, you know what? I'm not too good to give somebody my seat. There was families this morning brought four or five people with them. Had no place to sit. Some of you seen it and got up. I'm proud of you. Thank the Lord for that kind of spirit. It'll all settle down Sunday night and you can get back in your little nest. Service. It's not about us. Young Christians, get started out on the right foot. It's not about us. It's about Jesus and turning a light on in front of a lost and a dying world. Somebody's got to preach to these people. Somebody's got to love these people, Liberty Baptist Church. Somebody's got to reach them in this community. You know yourself, it's a lot of churches don't want them. I'll take every one of them, let them get saved, Brother Wendell. You know what's been asked me before? Would it be okay if I go here because I used to be a drunk? Did you know a dope addict come here one time and said, do you think your congregation will mind if I come, I've been saved, and I want to join your church? Would that be okay? Why wouldn't it be okay? That somebody's young'uns. That somebody's young'uns that was on the wrong track like I was, and by the grace of God, they got saved. I didn't mean to do the things I started doing. I got to running with the wrong crowd, trying to be like the crowd, and it cost me something. That somebody's young'uns that need to be loved and accepted. And they make the best Christians in the world. They come back Sunday night. They come in on a Wednesday. Where's this crowd tonight? I don't think it's just because I preached rough this morning. I think it's because their priorities are wrong. I believe I'm right. I know I'm right. Service. Watch our service. Love one another, husband and wife. You have any idea you come in these church steps all crossed up at one another, how you hinder a service? Love each other and forgive each other. Serve the Lord and just be happy. Then the message he preached on separation. He preached on service. And then he preached on the Scriptures. Look in verse 7 and 8. He said, I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made mine heritage and an abomination. The priest said not, where's the Lord? Reminds me of today. And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. I heard a lawsuit pending on the news this morning. One of the Withick clothes companies of young people, Muslim, had that scarf all up on their head, and they said, you ain't going to wear that where we work. I say amen. Why'd you get off on that tangent? I don't know. It got up. But it said your priest didn't care if they're preaching out of the book or not. They're prophesying by Baal. Idols. Muslims is not our brothers and sisters tonight. They say Jesus Christ, our way to heaven. They say He was a good man and a prophet, but He wasn't the God-man, and He ain't the way to Christ, to heaven. Let me tell you, honey, there's only one road from here to heaven, and that's Jesus Christ tonight. It's no other way. You'll do it God's way, or you'll lift your eyes in hell tonight. And I don't care what kind of socialism program's going on in our country. I'm not talking about hate crimes. I'm not talking about bullying people, mistreating people. I'm saying simply stand up and say, to God be the glory. God founded our country. Our forefathers died for the right that we may worship God in this country. And Lord Jesus, to God be the glory tonight. I believe He preached on the Scriptures. And honey, if it's ever been time that if the churches would get back to the book works. The book makes a difference. Get in the book. The message He preached. Verse 9, the mercies He proclaimed. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. Boy, ain't you glad. He is a God of mercy tonight. He said, I'm going to plead with you in spite of what we've done. I'm going to plead with you, Lord. Just help us one more time. Mercies He proclaimed. Aren't you glad God's rich in mercy? In Ephesians 2 and verse number 1 tonight, Ephesians 2 and verse number 1. You hath He quickened who was dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power there, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Among whom also, watch this now. Don't be pointing your finger at nobody in the chain gang. Look what the Bible said. Among whom also we all had our conversation or behavior in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. tonight, we are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. Watch verse 4. But God, I'm glad he put that in there, who is rich in mercy. You know something? We have enough thoughts in a week to put us in hell. I don't know about y'all, but God has proved to this preacher he's rich in mercy. But God, who's rich in mercy, he's got plenty of mercy. Aren't you glad? I don't care what you've done. Jesus can forgive you tonight. I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean. Rich in mercy. Psalms 25, verse 7, we ought to rejoice in mercy. That's how come we ought to shout when we get together. We ought to rejoice because of mercy. Psalms 25. Verse number 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. We ought to shout about mercy tonight. Aren't you glad you got mercy instead of justice? You better thank the God of glory tonight. You better raise your little Baptist costal hand and thank Jesus tonight that he showed you a whole lot of mercy. Some of you can't even raise your little hand. You ought to thank God he's rich in mercy. We ought to rejoice in mercy. And then Psalms 23 and verse 6, we are reinforced by mercy. I can tell you this, every time you stop, honey, as a child of God, mercy bumps right into you. Look what he said in Psalms 23, the last verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Every time you stop, you remember mercy just bumped into you because it's following you real close. I thank the Lord for mercy. I wish we could get in on that tonight and really believe what this Bible says about mercy. I don't understand people that can't forgive folks. I can't understand people that hold a grudge and will not forgive and will not forget. You better hope your God ain't that way tonight. The message he preached, the mercies he proclaimed, but lastly, the man he promoted. Look what he said back to that text, verse 13. Let's get verse 11. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? You know, America's got a money god. Notice this little g. America bows to money. Now we're bowing to China. This is amazing to me, folks. We've got a government that thinks you just fix everything by just throwing money. That don't do nothing but hurt folks. If you don't teach your young'uns what a dollar is, they ain't going to know what $10 is. I mean, you ought to teach your children the principle of working ethics. Just plain old country boy ethics. Nintendos don't grow on trees, young people. That bed you sleeping in, you ought to thank your mom and daddy tonight that God blessed you to have you a little bed with some covers on it. But we serve in this little god of money and this god of trinkets and this god of society as a nation. And it is my conviction and my belief, top officials have turned their back on God in this country. Now, if you'll notice, it's okay to say something about God. Just don't mention Jesus because now you're making a statement. You're saying you're a Christian now if you talk about Jesus. And you know, all them liberal boys on them big old networks, They amaze me how Larry King and that crowd wants to ridicule a Christian. It ought to make us weep tonight that our country's turned from the God of this Bible. And you know what, folks? It won't surprise. I'm a young man yet. I feel a little old tonight. But it wouldn't surprise me in the next 20, 25 years, we won't be able to have a church like what we got tonight without the preacher being locked up. Because when you mention homosexuality out of the pulpit, that's an abomination before God, now it's a hate crime. We don't hate homosexuals. Homosexuality is a sin. Young people, you ain't born that way. That's a choice. Premarital sex is wrong in the eyes of this book. And so if a preacher preaches something, then he's labeled, well, he's too hard and he don't love people. If a preacher don't love his people, he won't preach to them. Some of you young'uns right now, they ain't got a clue what's right or wrong. Because you ain't had them under preaching. Young ladies, you listen to your preacher tonight. If that little boy won't go to church with you while you are dating him, when you marry him, he ain't going to go to church with you then neither. And if he don't respect you right now, honey, he sure ain't going to respect you when you say, I do. And if any of them little boys want to put their hands on you, and your daddy don't want to do nothing about it, you call your preacher. Amen. And I've got some go-tos in this church. We're going to preach and protect our little ones. These mongrels in our communities waiting just for a little young'un for you to turn your back and swipe your little baby. You better keep them in the house of God and you better get some glue in your britches. We've turned our back on the God of this Bible as a whole in our country. Jeremiah said, hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doeth not profit? Be astonished, all ye heavens, at this, and horribly afraid. We don't fear God no more. They'll pass by right now and throw a beer can right out yonder at your church sign. Not even think nothing about it. They'll come in the back of this church if it wouldn't lit up and do all of their awful, terrible, ungodly things. Nobody fears God no more. Folks, I'm going to tell you, when I was coming up, I not only feared God, I feared my daddy. My daddy say, son, God will get you later. I'm fixing to handle you right now. Somebody say amen right there tonight. My daddy believed in stars and stripes. He laid on the stripes, I seen the stars. That's what's wrong with some of you young'uns tonight. Time out ain't working. Take time out. Take time out. No Barney show. Who's that little girl Libby loves? Who's that? Dora. No Dora. No Dora. It ain't working. Tell you what work, good razor strap. Now, y'all don't know what that is, do you? Well, my granddad had one hung on a nail, son. It brought the fear of God in me. I ain't talking about abusing young'uns. Discipline young'uns. The man he promoted. Watch what he said now, close. For my people committed two evils. They forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. They've hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. The man he promoted. You know something that's so wonderful about Jesus that
that I seen pinned down in my Bible this evening in John 4. And I want you to look at it, and then I'll close and we'll be done. The man he promoted, he said, "Hey, y'all folks," he said, "y'all looking around at cisterns, things that holds water." He said, "They won't hold water." Boy, wouldn't that be a good sermon, Brother Adam, some things that won't hold water. Would somebody write that down and give it to me after service? Because I'll forget. I want to preach on that sometime. The man he promoted. There's nobody like Jesus, folks. Nobody like Jesus. Look what he says now. The Bible said in John chapter 4, verse number 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Now look in verse number 10, and don't ever forget this. I want you to underline or circle this word I want to point out to you tonight. Jesus answered and said unto her in verse 10 of John 4, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." You know what that lets me know tonight, that word ask? Salvation's only an ask away tonight. Because Jesus said if you'd ask, you could have this living water. Isn't that a blessing to know that Jesus is everything we need tonight? He said, listen, said, "The nations turn their back on God, running little gods that hold no water. But I'm glad our Jesus holds water tonight." You see, Jesus works. I don't know about your house, but it worked at my house. And it's worked at this church house. And I thank the Lord for